From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As congressional forecasters predict another year of trillion-dollar-plus budget deficits, President Obama is proposing a modest effort to rein in federal spending. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
In his State of the Union address tomorrow night, President Obama will call for a three-year freeze in what the White House describes as non-security discretionary spending. That represents about an eighth of the overall federal budget and excludes big chunks such as Social Security, Medicare, and anything related to national defense. By keeping the rest of federal spending in check in 2011, 12, and 13, the White House says the government could save $250 billion over the next decade. That's a fraction of the red ink the government will spill this year alone. But a senior administration official says the president hopes to create a new atmosphere of fiscal discipline. Mr. Obama is also backing a bipartisan commission to recommend bigger fixes, which could include cuts in entitlement programs or tax increases. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A suicide car bombing in central Baghdad has claimed the lives of more than 20 people and injured dozens of others. The latest blast comes on the heels of three separate bombings yesterday near hotels frequented by Western journalists in which dozens died. Authorities say in the latest attack, the bomber attempted to drive a pickup truck through a checkpoint and blast walls protecting a police crime lab. Police believe most of those killed were police officers who worked in the Forensic Investigations Office. British police have arrested a man in Birmingham under its Special Terrorism Act. The move comes days after Britain raised its terror alert from substantial to severe. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from London.
Police from the West Midlands Counterterrorism Unit arrested a 30-year-old man early this morning on suspicion of possessing material that could be of use to a terrorist and of distributing terrorist publications. Police said in a statement that the man's home and another residential property were being searched and that they had seized his computer. NPR reported yesterday that Scotland Yard had been tracking a suspect in Birmingham with terrorism links and a connection to Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the man who allegedly attempted to bomb a U.S. airliner on Christmas Day. Police wouldn't say whether the man they arrested today was that same man. Abdulmutallab was a student here in Britain and is thought to have been radicalized here. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, London.
Federal officials say four people posing as telephone technicians were arrested for allegedly trying to interfere with the phones in Senator Mary Landrieu's New Orleans office. FBI officials say the individual was taken into custody on Monday. Two of those arrested were dressed in work clothes and construction hats. Among those arrested were a conservative activist who's caused problems for the community organizing group ACORN and the son of a federal prosecutor. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2 points to end the session at 10,194. The Nasdaq closed down 7 points. The S&P 500 dropped 4 points today. This is NPR. Automaker Ford is announcing a plan to bring 1,200 additional jobs to Chicago. Ford says the new positions will be at the company's assembly and stamping plant and involve production of the automaker's next-generation Explorer SUV. New work will mean a second shift at the plant on Chicago's south side. Ford says it will invest $400 million to upgrade that plant. Home prices in 20 U.S. cities were relatively unchanged in November. That's according to the latest Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index. Analysts say while home prices have been stabilizing, November's numbers reflect a mixed snapshot of the housing sector. Danielle Carson reports.
Each city on the index tells a different story about the status of the real estate market. In Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and Phoenix, home prices went up for 6 consecutive months. On the other hand, Charlotte, Las Vegas, Seattle, and Tampa hit their lowest levels in 4 years. David Blitzer chairs the Case-Shiller Index Committee.
We see some good spots and some disappointing spots. Key good spot, because it's a huge portion of the housing market, is California, where prices had gone straight up and then come straight down. Other parts of what we used to call the Sun Belt don't look quite so good.
Blitzer says the spring should bring out a rush of prospective home buyers before the federal tax credit expires on April 30th. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Delta Airlines plans to add extra flights to and from Indianapolis and New Orleans in order to carry the crush of football fans expected to make the trek to Florida for this year's Super Bowl. The airline says it will add nonstop flights from both cities. Super Bowl 44 is slated for February 7th. World's largest airline says it will add an additional flight from Indianapolis to Atlanta, which is Delta's hub. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.